Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Tuesday. It's Tuesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he's in his spot. Jim Colony, he will be around in just a little while. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's great. I can see you clearly on the other side of the room. Very clearly on the other side of the room now.
Yeah, I like it. We'll get into that a little bit later. There's a technological advance, so there is that happening in our studio. Perhaps it can help you out. We hope that it helped you out, and we'll hope that it delivers our show in a different way, or at least a brightened way, if you will. It'll help take you through your day a little bit differently if you choose that avenue. So there is that. And speaking of that, speaking of technology, now, I'm not dreading this, but I've already laid it out to my wife as we welcome you into the pre-show. And we talk no sports in the pre-show for those just kind of getting up to speed on the pre-show if you've never listened before, or this your first couple times, yet we wait until the sports talk till the top. So, till the top of the hour, till 6 o'clock. So, my wife says to me, and this is where I'm already, again, I'm not dreading it, I just know I'll be of no assistance. She says to my son yesterday, this is during dinner time, and I believe it had rained, yes, it had already rained once, and it was going to rain again pretty bad. Anyhow, she's going over TV viewing different, because we don't watch a lot of television. Everything is sort of limited to different times, both the iPad usage and any sort of television usage. We keep a very strict sort of protocol on that. So anyway, she says to my son about NASCAR, because he watches on Saturday and Sunday. There's like trucks, and then there's Xfinity, and then there's this cup and all this stuff. She said, well, in the playroom, the one playroom upstairs, the downstairs TV is like the big TV down in the basement. Then there's one in the middle floor. There's one upstairs. She goes, well, I got this thing for you to watch so you can watch for the 8 o'clock races for just a little bit if you want for the upstairs room. I got a Fire Stick, you know, so because there's not cable in that room.
Right.
There's just sort of an internet hookup because there is also a not a PlayStation. What's that one? I don't
Xbox?
Know. Nah, the other one.
Switch.
Yes, Nintendo Switch.
There we go.
And so she goes, so I got a Fire Stick. And then she kind of looks, and it's silent at the table. And that is the cue for me to come in and say, and I didn't, but you know I have no idea how I'm, like, you're on your own with this thing. And I didn't say that. But it got me thinking about the technology and what's going to happen with that Fire Stick. Now, it took me to sign in to Peacock to watch the U.S. Open the other day.
Okay.
On Thursday, I guess it was.
Okay.
It took me rummaging through different drawers looking for bills that I know are not there because we don't even have the bill.
So you could find your username and your password to log in. Yeah.
It took me that. It took me standing outside my wife's office. We have a home office. With the glass and her on a conference call and standing there like it is the principal's office and them saying, like, I'm on a call, giving me the 1 minute symbol for like 12 minutes being like, I want to watch the U.S. Open. There's this thing that's asking me for a username.
Mm-hmm.
It took me that. It took me with the Peacock, this little, because it's like an NBC symbol, kind of, with all the colors.
Little, it's a five little colors, the dots or whatever.
And it is going like a loading symbol, waiting. It took me 40 minutes in this whole process. And my wife goes, you don't even have to sign in. It's already defaulted. You just hit OK.
Yeah.
And so when the Fire Stick was, you don't have to sign in. You just hit either kid or adult on that Peacock thing.
Yeah.
It's already signed in for you. And I didn't know
if you have Xfinity.
If you have Xfinity, yeah. So I stood outside her office window, and then she came out. She's like, you're kind of an idiot. You just hit OK. And I go, well, I didn't know. It said sign in. And so when she mentioned this about the Fire Stick, it brought this horror to me. And she goes, then there was this silence for a minute. She goes, yeah, I got this Fire Stick so you can watch NASCAR up in that room. And there was silence for about 10 seconds. She goes, you know, I'll install it and everything. I go, oh, okay. Because it would, I don't know why, is technology something you either have or don't have?
No, you can learn it. Because to be honest, 2-3 years ago, before we started getting in on the Fire Stick and the Roku game, before we figured that out, I was like, man, what? You got to go back and forth between apps, and then you got to do this, and then you got to. But over the last couple of years, I've learned to handle it with no problem. You could learn to. I'll give you a quick hack, okay? Quick hack for the Fire Stick or the Roku or whatever thing you have plugged into the TV. Download the Xfinity Stream app.
Okay.
Xfinity Stream. Search that.
On my phone or is that on
your,
on the...
You can download it on your phone too, but on your Fire Stick.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You download that. Then when you open that and just log into your Xfinity account, it's like it's replicating your cable box on the Fire Stick. And all your channels are there. All your recordings are there.
Here comes
everything's
the
there. I'm doing like an extended Comcast commercial.
Does this act like a remote control then, my phone?
It can.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do that too if you really want to.
We're already too advanced.
Or like if I wanted to,
yes,
I could go on my phone right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I could watch something on my DVR right now on my phone.
Oh, wow.
Through that app.
Okay. See, now this might work now.
Yeah.
Because like right now, because I've often, it might lead to like a homicide or at least scaring someone. I know how to do my garage door on my phone. And I've always wanted to kind of scare, like right now, just open it and close it. But that's out of school.
You don't want to do that.
No.
You don't want to be that guy.
That'll frighten everyone. But here's what I find crazy about me.
Uh-huh.
I could be in, quite honestly, I could be in London, right?
Right.
And open and close the garage door, but I can't be in my living room and find a way to make myself get the U.S. Open on television.
Just,
I'm so terrible with this.
Just
stuff.
Get this app. I'm seriously telling you.
What is it called?
Xfinity Stream.
Oh, I think I have. Oh, I don't have that. But
you have the Xfinity app,
right,
probably.
But
this is a separate app.
Okay.
Xfinity Stream. Look, if I want to, I can just. All these recordings, all
Starkey
the stuff.
Starkey was telling me about
all
that
the stuff that's recorded on the DVR. Yeah. I could just
You know what? I have that on the TV. That's on the television. I see that sometimes.
Okay, so like if I want to, I can go into last night's Pirates game. It's just gonna pull it up from the DVR right now.
You know, I watched something on there last night. It was it wasn't Peacock because that's a different.
That's
thing.
That's different. Yeah,
but it looks just like that where I watch things.
See?
Yeah, Xfinity Stream app. And then that way, if somebody, all right,
You do that, look, there's going to be some things that, look, it's playing a FanDuel ad right now from the beginning of last night's Pirates game. Anyway.
What about the guy with the good hair? Is he telling us who to bet on?
Not yet, no.
Pirate game
I don't
a couple
think that part
ago?
Was recorded.
Yes.
Drew Goldfarb.
Yes. Yeah,
with the Johnny Quest hair.
Let me tell you.
Look, holy moly, you know, the golf show.
Yes.
Yeah, all of it. It's all in there. All of it.
Yes, because my son watched something yesterday, because now, it is much like Fox and CBS, kind of, or like the networks for football. NASCAR switches over half the year, and now it's switched from Fox.
Is it NBC now?
It is, and so the show—
That'll probably be on Peacock, right? Some of it?
Well, that's what we had to go to Peacock for yesterday because there's some show, Motormouth or something, that has taken the place of the FS1 nightly show— the NASCAR show, the studio show for a half hour. And the NBC coverage, by the way, isn't nearly as good.
Here's the other thing. The kids figure this stuff out a whole lot faster.
Yes.
My kids know exactly what app to go to for exactly what show they want. My son knows, I want to watch Big City Greens. I go to Disney Plus. I scroll down to here. I tap on that. Bang, it's playing. Whether it's on the TV, on his iPad, wherever.
Big City Greens is kind of intriguing. Is that where the like garbage trucks and stuff go around?
No. It's a cartoon.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, but there's trucks and stuff that go around. I've watched Big City Greens.
It's a family that moves from the farm to the big city. It's literally called Big City. And the dad is Bill. He's a farmer. He tries to farm in the city. And the main character is this kid, Cricket. and they're all yellow like The Simpsons.
Is it? I thought it was animated, though.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I seem to have watched that at some point.
You may have seen it. I'm sure the kids have.
Yeah.
If the kids have,
the dad
have
is
seen
like
it.
Fat, kind of.
Yeah,
and it wears like a trucker hat.
Yeah.
I've watched that. Why were we?
It's mildly amusing for a kid's
cartoon.
You're
right about that.
It's got some moments.
Why did I think there was a garbage truck involved in some
Maybe one of the episodes had a garbage truck.
Was there an ice rink involved in some episode?
Probably.
Maybe?
There's like two seasons worth now. My son's watched every episode 6 times.
City Greens.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So,
but yeah, just download that app. That can be your go-to for whatever you need. The kids, let them figure out the Peacock and the Disney Plus and whatever other apps they need to watch what they want to watch.
Do you think at some point that everybody's... I thought about this, too, during all this.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to all cut the cord and then a la carte-wise spend 5 times as much buying everything else?
Yes.
What are we doing with our lives here?
I don't know.
So we're going to get rid of cable. People are going to get rid of cable. We have not got rid of cable at our house. But people are going to get rid of cable. Then they're going to buy. They're going to say, well, I don't want to spend $207 a month or whatever.
Right.
Right? And so then they're going to say, I need this app, this app, this app, this app, this app.
I also need internet, and I need good internet because I'm streaming everything.
So you end up, much does that
you end up spending about $190.
I know. Yeah. And then you have all these passwords and all these things. And then how much does that come to? That's... Well, about $230. Well, wait, you're spending more. I thought the goal was to spend less. It's kind of like, do you want to go and just buy, when you go to dinner, right? Mm-hmm. Buy the meal, or do you want to buy, oh, no, I want this a la carte, this a la carte.
Give me an extra side of cream spinach.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to eat the coleslaw. We'll just get it because it's cheaper to do it that
right,
way.
Right, right. It's like how it's cheaper now to have cable than it is to or a home phone.
We
still have a home phone line in our house.
Correct.
The thing's completely muted. We never check it. I don't know if it rings or not. The only people that call it are people looking for political contributions or to tell us about our home or car warranties. That's it. So nobody calls us on it, so we still have it because it's cheaper to have the home phone line.
I have taken... Now, ours does ring. I should just turn it all the way off, but I don't know. The one people that do have it is like my wife's church when they tell you, they're like, we regret to inform you that Dolores whatever passed away. She was 109. You know, like, so that, that we get the calls like that, but then we get calls from... And we're on the do not call list, but still we get
them. Doesn't matter.
I've started to try to play different games with people that call. They'd be like, hello, your car warranty, you know? And so when they call and say, I'm now to the point where I say crazy stuff to them. I will say.
Give me an example.
I will say, hello. And they'll say, hi, I'm calling about your car warranty. Can I speak to, you know, whoever? And I'll say, my armpit is on fire right now. Could you please call the fire department for me?
Yes, sir.
And then they go, or I'll say, excuse me, are you married? You sound great.
Would you like to be?
Right. And they're just caught so off guard. They don't know what to say.
I'm not that creative. I've told you before, my go-to is when they call, if I actually feel like answering, I will answer the phone. I'll say hello. They'll say blah, 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 whatever their spiel is. I'll be like, I'm sorry, no one here speaks English. just listen to the silence on the other end of the line as they go, wait.
Now, I have friends, I'll tell you off the air, that say crazy stuff to these people. I mean crazy stuff. And then they're done. They are done.
So there are people chiming in now. Like somebody said, I have this internet and this YouTube TV and Disney Plus, and I pay this much. My other bill was $100 more.
That?
And then there's somebody else talking about, we get one app at a time. Look, I've tried... Because of the ACC network thing, I have downloaded every free trial of an app that carries the ACC network every single week of the football and basketball season just so I can try to get the games. And I can't do it. Like, I can't keep track of all the free trials. I can't keep track of all the passwords.
I can't type in my email address that many times using those arrows.
No.
I get frustrated. Really?
And then somebody inevitably is going to text in, well, there's this app that keeps track of all your passwords.
Yeah, well,
no, I don't want to put all my passwords in an app.
We've got an app for that.
So somebody can hack into my phone and then they have all my passwords.
Man, TV was, give me 2, 4, 11, and 53, and I'm good.
and a push button thing or a dial, and my uncle kicks me, and I have to get up and walk over and change the channel for him.
Life is easy but hard.
Put
it
on
really
Hill Street
is.
Blues.
What if we just cycle all the way back to that where we just have three channels and everybody's okay with it.
I mean, that's kind of what it is with the apps. There's like three or four apps, and that's it.
If baseball would get picked up on one of those, I'd be okay. And hockey. If baseball and hockey would get picked up on those, because hockey would be on 22 back in the day, I think, or 53.
Sometimes.
Yeah. If it get picked up by those, I'm fine. I am A-okay. I don't need House Hunters. It's stuff that my wife watches. No, I don't need it. I don't need it. I'm okay. Anyhow, good morning to you. Lots to get into. Is something in front of us and we are mesmerized because there's media coverage of it? I'll explain coming up to start the show. Jeff Hathorn at 7. Zach Banner at 7:30. You are not going to want to miss that. Good morning to you, Fan Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.